Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yuma, Perik Hei, Mishnah Zayin. Kol Maisa Yoyma Kippurim Ha'amar Al HaSeder. All of the avodas that were done Bibig Dei Lavan, whether in the Kodesh Kedoshim or in the Heichal, inside as opposed to outside. So the Mishnah gave us the Seder, exactly how it's done. What follows the other one? Well, what if he did it, but he didn't do it in the right order? Im Higdim Maisa L'Chaveira. He did one of the avodas before the other one. Even if he did it perfectly, al pi halacha, in the correct manner, lo yosa klum, it is as if he did nothing. He is not yoitza. The pasuk says lechukas oila. That teaches us leikuva. It has to be done in the order that the Torah told us, and that's the order of the Mishnah. We may not necessarily see this exact order in the psukim, but the way Chazal darshan the psukim, that's how the Mishnah gives us the order, and that's the order that has to be followed. So what happens if higdim dam ha-soyer l'dam ha-par? We explained he first has to be mazah from the dam ha-par, and then he goes to the soyer. What if he did it the other way around? He first did the dam ha-soyer and then the dam ha-par. What do I do now? What you do now is yachzer v'yazem v'dam ha-soyer. You have to once again do the dam ha-soyer la'achar dam ha-par, after the dam ha-par, because it has to be in this order, par first, then soyer. Let's say he didn't finish yet all of the applications of the dam that are supposed to be done inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He started, but before he finished, Nishbach HaDam, the dam spilled. Well, Yavi Dam Acher, they're going to have to bring different dam. V'yachzer v'yaza batchila b'fnim, and he's going to have to start the process and redo the hazaz inside. It also means he's going to have to get the handful of Ketairis again. Because if he puts the Chafinas HaKetairis before the Shechit of the Par, it's also possible. So basically, he has to do everything all over again. V'chein b'hechel, the same is true. If let's say he finished the Dam of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's now doing the Dam of the Hechel. Because remember, it's the Dam of Par and the Dam of Sar in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then it's the Dam of Par and Dam of Sar, Kenegad HaPerechos and v'hechel. Well, he's finished with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now he's outside. I don't mean he's outside of the courtyard, he's outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He starts to do the dam in the hechel, which he has to connect it up areiches, and the dam spilled. So here too, they shecht another par, and he starts again. But he doesn't have to start again with the matnas dam of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that's finished. He has to start again the whole seder in the hechel connect it areiches. The chen de mizbach hazov. Same is true. If he started to do the hazaz. In other words, he already did the dam apar and the dam asar and the kodesh hakadoshim. He did the dam apar and the dam asar keneged haperechetz. He started to do the applications of dam after he mixed the dam together on the mizbech hazav, and then it spilled. So even though we may have to shecht again and bring new dam, he doesn't have to redo the dam on the perechetz or the dam of the kodesh hakadoshim. He has to start again with the mizbech hazav. Shekulam kapara b'fnei atzman, because they're all considered a separate kapara. Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Hechel, and the Mizbech HaZav. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon are even more mekel. They say, Mimokam Shepasek, from wherever he stopped, Misham Himasul, that's where he begins. In other words, let's say he put the dam on one corner of the Mizbech, put the dam on the other corner of the Mizbech, and then the dam spilled. We have to bring new dam. Know where he starts from? From the next corner. He doesn't even have to redo the first applications of dam. Let's say he's in the Kodesh HaKadosh. After the first three Hazaras, the dam spilled. You know where he starts from? Says Rashi, from the fourth one. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the Hazar. So in Mishnah Zayin we learned, whatever it says in the Seder of the Mishnah has to be that Seder. If he does one thing before the other one, le'asiklo. If let's say he did the Dam HaSar before the Dam HaPar, you have to redo the Dam HaSar after the Dam HaPar. If he's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and before he finished, the dam spilled, you have to bring different dam. He has to start again from the beginning. He also has to be chayv from the Ketairis again, as we explained, because the Ketairis has to be done before the Shechit of the Par. And the same is true in the Heichel. He already finished the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's outside of the Heichel. He's supposed to do the dam apar and the dam esoyer, kineged the Pereiches, and it's spilled in the middle. We shecht another par, and he starts again. He has to redo whatever he did outside. He doesn't have to redo whatever he did inside, though. But whatever was done kineged haperechus in the hechel, he has to do again. And the same is true for the mizbeach hazav. the dam spilled, start again by the beginning of the Mizbeach Hazav. But you don't have to go back to the previous kapara. Once the Kodesh Kedoshim is finished, it's finished. Once the Hazas and the Hechel Kenegad HaPereches are finished, the Bas Nishbech Adam afterwards, you don't have to go back. Each of these three, the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Hazas and the Hechel Kenegad HaPereches, and the Mizbeach Hazav are three separate kaparas. The only thing is, according to the Tanakhama, he has to go back to the beginning of the Hazas. He has to redo the Hazas from that part of the kapara. So if he's in the Kodesh HaKedoshim, and the dam spilled, even though he did three Hazas already, he has to start again from the beginning. If he's in the Hechel and the dam spilled, he has to start again from the beginning, even though he did some of the Hazas. And same is true for the Hazas on the outside Mizbeach. You don't have to go back to the step before. If you finish with the Kodesh HaKedoshim, you're finished with it. But you do have to redo the Hazas that you did wherever you are. At least the Tanakhama holds that way. The Belaz and Rav Shimon say a greater Chiddush. They say, if he's in the middle and the dam spilled, you don't even have to go back to the beginning of the Hazas. Pick it up from wherever it is. So if you already did three Hazas in the Kodesh HaKedoshim, when he gets the new dam, start with the fourth.